Shook me all night long, she did. AC/DC, Jerry Bader Show, 1007, Jason's Classic Cut on a cool Friday. If anyone has any further thoughts on this, call right now, 406-1360-888-455-1360. I'm going to read this and have a couple of additional thoughts. And then if you want to weigh in, get in right now. We're on to something else. This is from Fox News. Mother of pregnant woman kept on life support calls ordeal pure hell. When Marlise Munoz suffered an apparent pulmonary embolism last month, depriving her of oxygen for nearly an hour and ceasing her brain activity, her family, figuring the doctors would disconnect her life support, gathered around her to say goodbye. But because Munoz, 33, was 14 weeks pregnant at the time, doctors were prevented from ending her life due to a Texas law that overrides family wishes in a case where there's a chance a fetus may be carried to term. And they don't even know that, by the way. And that possibility can't be determined for at least another 6 weeks. In the meantime, Munoz's family is caught in the balance and insists that the former paramedic had previously told them she never wanted to be on life support in case she suffered a traumatic injury. Her husband, Eric, has said he wants his wife off life support. No family should have to go through this, Munoz's mother, Lynn Machado, told NBC News on Tuesday. It's been pure hell. Although the unborn baby still has a heartbeat, Eric Munoz said that testing options are limited, making it difficult to tell whether or not the fetus is actually viable. They don't know how long the baby was without nutrients and oxygen, Munoz said, and I think that is a factor. Munoz, who already has a son with Marlise, said he knows his wish won't be popular and doesn't expect a lot of people to side with him. Attorneys told WFAA-TV that Munoz will need to go to court for an injunction or a restraining order in order for his wishes to be carried out. And, of course, this revived the case of Terry Schiavo and all of that. And again, it would be interesting for someone to ask him, when you and your wife discussed this, did you bring in the variable of an unborn baby being at risk? It would just be interesting. And does he know that's what his wife's wishes would be with the baby in the picture? Tim in Appleton. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I'm a medic and have dealt with this with families over the years. And it just emphasizes the fact that they need a living will in place. This can happen to anyone at any time. And I've heard nothing either in writing or on the air, on the media, what type of legal paperwork and framework has been in place.
I don't know that that would circumvent the Texas law concerning the presence of the baby.
It may not, but it may comply or force the company, force the family to deal with something within the legal restraints, both California and Texas.
Tim, by the way, you're absolutely right about that. Thanks a lot for the call. He is absolutely right that people should have these wishes. Absolutely. Dennis in the Fox Valley. Dennis, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple of questions out there. What kind of life, you know, this woman that has the baby, mm-hmm. and because she's been on life support, does that ruin or make the health of the baby worse? And then what's the cost for or the investment to help this child? And with all this investment that's going into these two cases, wouldn't the money help other people who, you know, would have a better chance?
Well, I think that's a bigger question maybe in the Oakland case. As far as the long-term health of the child, I'm not a doctor, Dennis, but as I'm understanding this, if the child's viable, the child, you know, if the child can survive what happened, the child can survive what happened. Now, I suppose it is possible the child's viable but could have suffered brain damage. I don't know. Those are good questions. I do not have the answer to those. Going to move on to other things, but I think it's an extremely difficult question. It really is. Couple of things. Well, let's get this one out of the way. Oh, how times have changed. Do you remember as recently as 1992, President Clinton's nominee for Attorney General, Zoe Baird had to step down or had to withdraw or decline the invitation because she had illegal immigrants working for her. Back in the day. Doesn't that seem like a long, long, it's 22 years ago. Doesn't it seem like a long, long time ago? Now the liberal mentality is, and do you remember why that was bad for her? Why was that a deal breaker? Because she was exploiting. She was exploiting her domestic servants who weren't there legally because she could pay them less. That used to be shameful. The left used to frown upon that. We now have a mentality with liberals in America where however you got here, you're here, and we should just deal with it. There's a milestone in that regard. Illegal immigrant allowed to practice law, California court rules. You saw that one, Jason? Sergio Garcia. Isn't there a famous one by that name? Yeah. Golfer Sergio Garcia. Isn't that right? We're close. If it's not right, we're close. A Mexican immigrant who is living in this country illegally, but had graduated from law school and passed the California bar, was granted a license Thursday by the state's high court. In the unanimous decision, the California Supreme Court granted a motion filed by the State Bar's Committee of Examiners to admit 36-year-old Sergio Garcia. Mr. Garcia, who will open his own practice in Chico, California, after he is sworn in, can now legally be retained as an attorney in the state, though he cannot be employed by a firm attorneys representing him. So it's illegal to hire him in the law firm, but he can hang out his own shingle. Do you know what the result of all of this is? What year was it? 1983, I believe, when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that public schools must educate illegals. That's what caused this. Yeah, Sergio Garcia, the golfer. Sergio Garcia Fernandez. That's what caused all of this. That's what happened here. If the U.S. Supreme Court says we have to educate illegals, do you know what really happened there? They made them all citizens. That's really what they did from 1983 on. They weren't supposed to be here, but we have to allow them in schools, and schools can't ever reveal what their legal residency status may or may not be. So really, when you think about it, it's amazing it took this long. In the last 20 years, the left has gone from recognizing that people are here illegally, could be exploited because you can pay them cheaper wages. That's why you would call out someone who hired illegals. Well, you're just trying to pay them pennies, that's all. To saying, well, yeah, you should just be able to hire them. It's an amazing transformation, and a lot of it political. All of it political. Speaking of political, there was an explosion over the Christmas holiday in North Dakota. Fireball. Have you seen the pictures? Our station that we own in Fargo, KFGO, got incredible pictures of the train derailment fireball. There's a huge piece of that story that everybody is missing but me. So I will share it with you in 5 minutes. It's 10:16.
Jerry Bader Show.